Our classmates have been researching, building, and creating incredible projects on a topic that they are curious about and wanted to learn more. After 2 months of hard work, we are so excited to share with you all these amazing projects. As a reminder, to honor each presenter, please honor them by listening and applauding after each presentation. First up is somebody who loves the character Hulk, loves Wendy's, and welcome Zoe. Hey, sisters. I haven't been talking about you tonight. Before I start, I have a question. Do you guys like the internet or dislike the internet? Okay. Well, the internet's bad for you, sisters. Because it hurts your eyes. Also, suspect that the internet is rotting us to the very core of our souls. But is it bad for our physical health as well? The answer is depressing, probably. Some of you probably already know that leading a sedentary lifestyle where your fingers and eyes do most of your work is not exactly the best thing for your health. I mean, look at me. I have glasses. That's why I'm learning about the internet, because I want to help my eyes and your eyes too. This is why I am trying to not be on the internet for 2 weeks now. You should try it too. It can help you and others. Raise your hand if you want glasses. Well, if you do, you may want to look cool or not. That's why, sisters. But if you have glasses, you may not like it that much. I wear glasses because of the internet or other stuff. Because we go on internet like 24/7. People in the olden days did not have glasses, that I think, because they didn't have internet. This is my evidence from Google. What were my struggles? My struggles were that I couldn't find the right site on Google. Thank you for listening, brother.
What a great presentation. Our next presenter is someone who loves screen, who has a passion for basketball and surfing. Please welcome Dane Morganson. Have you ever thought about who sanctioned things that you were wearing or playing with? Well, today I'm going to talk to you guys about child labor. What is child labor? Child labor is exploitation of children in making them work for people's companies. Child labor is also a deprivation of children's lives. Kids that are forced into child labor cannot go to schools and can't participate in childhood activities because of the long work days. Most of the kids don't even go home. Why does child labor need to be fixed? Child labor is a major problem in the following countries: Sudan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Zimbabwe, and in some other major countries like India. Child labor needs to be fixed so that children will have an opportunity to experience childhood with the opportunities to be able to play and spend time with friends and family. How does child labor even happen? A major factor is human trafficking. Traffickers will come to villages and tell parents that their kid will work for them for a few months and then come back with a sum of money that these people desperately needed. This might not sound too bad, but the traffickers keep the kids for themselves and keep them for work day and night. One of the major people who has stopped a lot of child labor is Kailash Sharathy. He said that if a price is too good to be true, then it probably is. Transparency is when a company is honest and open about where their products are produced. Transparent companies are the companies that do not use each other. When companies are not transparent, it means that they, one, probably use child labor, two, have super low prices, and three, don't tell people the truth about where the products and where they came from. Some companies that still use child labor are who use child labor so I can stay away from these companies. Some companies that use child labor are Nestle, Forever 21, Anthropology, Foot Locker. Sadly, this is just a few of the many companies that use child labor. But there are a lot more than these. There's an estimated 211 million kids around the world getting used for child labor. Between the ages from 5 to 14, kids can be trapped in the hall and bricks all day, they can be trapped in the prostitution, and some even have to be working as soldiers. None of these jobs get any pay or personal gain. Knowing all this, I am now trying to end it like some of these people. The IIECL, the KSCF, and the KSCF is led by Kyle Ashar, who I mentioned earlier, and by himself has saved more than 80,000 children around the world. With all this, I have come to my steps. Steps that I had to take were examining and researching the problem, boycotting brands, making sure they were still boycotting brands until this problem has been fixed, and finally wrapping everything up and putting it into one. Now my struggles and my successes. Let's start with the good show. First are my successes. Being able to boycott companies that use child labor and being able to finish my project with all my information that I had gathered. Another bonus that I had was being able to have a sister who works at a social impact center out of college. She was very passionate about the subject and opened my eyes to the seriousness about this topic. Child labor is a major problem that needs to be fixed. To do this, people will have to take action and save other children like us. And I'll try to achieve this. Thank you. As this person talks about pollution and how it affects us and the earth, he also likes the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling and having waffles for breakfast. Please welcome Ismail to the stage.
Today, I'll be presenting my genius hour on pollution. Pollution is something terrible for the environment. I chose this topic because it's a major problem. And I've been on the freeway many times, and I look out the window and see like tons of pollution coming out of factories. So I wanted to try and help reduce it. So what is pollution? Pollution is when there are contaminants in the natural environment that causes adverse change. Pollution can take the form of chemical substances or energy, such as noise, heat, or light. So these are the three main types of pollution that I'll be talking about. The three main types of pollution are air pollution, water pollution, and soil pollution. Air pollution is caused by solids, liquids, or certain gases going up into the sky. These gases or particles mostly come from car exhausts, factories, volcanoes, and fires. Water pollution is when bodies of water, such as lakes, rivers, or oceans, get contaminated with harmful chemicals and bacteria that are mostly from people littering. Last but not least, soil pollution is caused when harmful bacteria and human-made chemicals enter the soil. It can kill plants. It can also affect us humans, such as us having headaches, nausea, eye irritation, and skin rashes. So why is pollution a bad thing? Pollution is terrible for the environment because it kills plants, animals, and destroys ocean wildlife. This is a model of a whale with 64 pounds of trash in it. What does pollution do to the earth? Pollution can burn holes in the ozone layer, which also lets a lot more sunlight enter there. The ozone layer is a deep layer in the atmosphere that's a gas made out of three types of oxygen atoms. The ozone layer is very important for all of us. It blocks out the sun, it's very harmful UV rays. others. Now, what can you guys do to help? You guys can tell your parents to turn off the car when you're waiting for someone, reduce the use of fireplace and stove, bike or walk to school, and tell ocean pollution you can recycle, clean up litter you see outside, or use a reusable water bottle instead of water bottle. During my project, I had many struggles. Some of them were finding a good topic because there's so many options, and finding websites or sources with accurate information. And finally, it's hard to get people to help reduce pollution. Along with struggles, I also had many good successes. My successes were that, after all, I did find a good topic in which I learned a lot. Next to that, I was able to pick up litter that I saw and make a difference. Finally, I was able to inform and teach you guys what I've learned. These are my sources, so thank you.
Our next person speaking is talking about tornadoes and how they are dangerous. Besides that, she also likes the book series The Hero of the Lost Cities and enjoys the springtime every year. Give a round of applause for Hafsa.
Sorry? Is that yours?
Sneak peek.
Yep. How's that? Did you share it with me? That's not it? Can you share it with me real quick? Can we have Trina again? Come on, I'll ask that.
Okay, so we're having some technical difficulties, so we're going to have another person present.
So,
you probably all heard about the big virus going around. Well, our next presenter, who loves ramen, will teach you all about it. Please welcome Trina Chan.
Newly discovered disease that led to some deaths. The question is whether or not it is a danger to humankind. As the coronavirus from China continues to spread across the world, many people are becoming infected, and some are even dying. 129,000 people and have been infected by the virus, and 4,749 deaths reported, 68,670 recovered. How dangerous is the coronavirus to the human race? This grabbed my interest and I chose to study this matter because personally for me, depending on how deadly specific illnesses or diseases are, I feel like I should be more engaged, alert, and aware of my surroundings. Plus, many news reports about this have been happening recently and I want to know, learn, and update others. The coronavirus, COVID-19, a novel coronavirus, which was first reported in China and continued to increase. Chinese health officials confirmed thousands of coronavirus cases, with the virus reported spreading in many parts of that country from person to person. The coronavirus first started and spread in Wuhan, China. When officials of China around the world are struggling to contain the deadly virus, researchers say they discovered a coronavirus in scaly anteaters that was a genetic match of 99% to the virus that circulates in humans. Born on October 12, 1986, and died on February 7, 2020, Dr. Li Wenliang was a Chinese ophthalmologist in Wuhan Central Hospital and one of the 8 members to discover the coronavirus. He was killed at age 34 by the coronavirus, which on December 30th warned some colleagues on WeChat, becoming a whistleblower when his report was later published in public. The coronavirus by far is a very different disease and have no vaccines. When a person is infected with the coronavirus, there are no symptoms until 14 days, which is equivalent to 2 weeks. Between that time, there's a major chance that they will spread the disease to others whom they are encountered with and will continue the trend. To get the coronavirus, you first have to come in contact with them, either through an infected person's respiratory secretions, such as a cough or a sneeze, or through physically touching them or physically touching the surface that the virus is on, then touching someone like your nose or your mouth before you wash your hands. Some symptoms are runny nose, sore throat, cough, fever, and difficulty in breathing. Once the virus is able to enter your body, it's more convenient. Look at this image. This data on February 20, 2020 at 7:24 p.m. I've seen many people in China have been affected, but as you look at Japan, 724 plus people have been reported. At first, find the topic, the coronavirus. Second, investigate and research. Third, identify how the coronavirus is dangerous and put it to my website, its slides, and podcasts. I next recorded my genius hour and published it on my website. The final move was to revise, edit, and modify my slides as well as my website. Well, of course, there were struggles as well as successes. Before my Shark Tank, there were some last-minute changes due to common topics such as pollution. To be more specific, I thought of water pollution. My other obstacle was that there were numerous websites and I wasn't sure if it was reliable or not. Next became creating podcasts. I didn't know how to do it or what to say. Time. I didn't expect that time flies so quickly, and I didn't feel like I had enough time to do my genius hour, but I managed. And lastly, the most difficult, as the virus is currently going on, so are news reports and updates as well. It's hard to keep up. Now, successes. Because this virus is commonly known, therefore there are plenty of images as well as information. Also because my brother did this before, he gave me a website to make a website weekly, if that makes sense. Finally, since I had experience of making my genius hour, one in fifth grade and one in sixth grade before this one, I kind of knew what to say and what to do. Some of my goals or objectives for this genius hour was to memorize it more. It was to memorize my script more, complete my project, inform others about what the coronavirus is, how dangerous it is to humankind, and ultimately make it more complex with more information. As well as my objectives, what my finished project would look like is a neat related images, professional and more explaining than just writing. Because this virus is a newly discovered disease and is leading to certain deaths, use this presentation to inform you that there is no need to panic. At this point, just prepare yourselves. Remember that this virus isn't as bad as, for example, the flu. This virus is a new disease and transported to the United States. However, how long has this flu been going on? According to mypediatriccenter.com, it started in 1918. What abilities I have to help is revising, researching, typing speed, improving, critical thinking, and creativity. In this project, I learned a lot about leadership, patience, to not be frightened, but positive, and of course, the coronavirus, how dangerous it is, how to catch it, advice, and preventions. What can we do? The number one rule of not being sick is your immune system. Make sure you have a strong immune system. Maintain a healthy weight and get the right amount of sleep. Vitamin C can also support the system. The best source, however, is orange, grapefruit, and lemon. With growing concerns of the coronavirus spreading, many people are buying face masks to cover themselves and are buying off shop shelves. Masks are optional. If you have a good immune system, you only need to wear it if you're taking care of someone that is sick or if the virus gets worse. For this specific disease, the best one would be an N95 mask. If not, a mask from the hospital would be the second best. And finally, a mask that is brand named. Sanitize. Wash your hands daily for about 20 seconds. A more kid-friendly way would be washing your hands for about how long the Happy Birthday song is. And just like washing your hands, a similar way would be sanitize. If you're on the go, it's a pocket-sized object. Wipes. Every night, just like what I'm doing, I suggest you all wrap your commonly used items, such as your phone. Make sure to stay calm. Panicking would make the situation worse. Thank you.
technical difficulties are finished. Our next person speaking is talking about tornadoes and how they are dangerous. Besides that, she likes the series to keep her the last cities and enjoys the springs of every year. Give another round of applause for Hamza.
Tornadoes are a major problem in some places, but luckily they aren't anywhere where we are living right now. This interests me because I want to help people understand tornadoes. Some facts about tornadoes are: tornadoes are formed from the extremely large thunderstorm called supercells. The winds of a tornado can reach up to 480 kilometers per hour, and tornadoes are measured using the GTAC scales or F scales, ranging from 50 to 5 F5, being the strongest and most destructive. The widest tornado struck on May 31st, 2015. Tornadoes have touched down on every continent except Antarctica. Spring is the peak season for tornadoes. The U.S. experiences the highest number of tornadoes occurrences on Earth. Damage paths of tornadoes can be in excess of 1 mile wide and 50 miles long. What is a tornado? A tornado is a rotating column of air extending from a thunderstorm to the ground. The most violent tornadoes are capable of tremendous destructions with winds up to 300 miles per hour. They can destroy large buildings, uproot trees, and hurl vehicles hundreds of yards. They can also drive straw into trees. Damage paths can be in excess of 1 mile wide to 50 miles long, an average of 1,000 tornadoes recorded nationwide. What I did, I made a website for people to look at so they know about tornadoes. The steps I took are, I started by looking at CNN10 and saw that there are tornadoes in some places in the world. So I started wondering about them and wanted to help people. I wanted to share my research about tornadoes to other people. I also made a website and my slides presentation map I'm presenting. My challenges and successes. Some challenges I had is that I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to find a website maker for my website. It was hard finding the pictures because some of them were Photoshop. Some successes I had are I made a website to help people learn about tornadoes, and I made this slide presentation, and now I'm presenting my presentation. How do tornadoes form? Tornadoes are simply made out of supercells forming. Supercell tornadoes are more powerful than those that do not come from supercells. A supercell storm is also a thunderstorm characterized by powerful updrafts. What is Tornado Alley? Tornado Alley is in a region that extends from the southern U.S. into parts of Canada. The area is named Tornado Alley because of the frequency with which tornadoes take place. Compared to other active regions in the world, this area experiences the highest frequency of violent tornadoes. Some Tornado Alley states are in North Dakota, Wyoming, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and South Dakota. This is my last name.
Thank you.
Our last and final presenter is going to talk about universal basic income and how viable it is necessary. Sony Ranger, Spider-Man, and Love and Now as a favorite classic wrestler. Please welcome to the stage, Derek Cottomo.
Homelessness, poverty, and a rapidly widening wealth gap are all major issues in our current society. Universal basic income, or UBI, could be a helpful solution to these problems, but may also be a catastrophic failure. I learned about universal basic income to compare the beneficial and disadvantageous basis qualities to see how viable it is in our country. First of all, what is universal basic income, or UBI? It is a periodic cash payment unconditionally given to all citizens on an individual basis. In other words, you could think of it like a monthly paycheck given to everyone regardless of their circumstances. Also, since I'll be talking about welfare later on, it is financial support given to people who need it. For UBI to become a reality, we would first need a source of money. Also, more tests and studies are needed for universal basic income, since it's still an underdeveloped concept that needs more experiments to have a better idea of how it would turn out. We'd also have to figure out what it should be. For example, should it be a replacement for welfare? As an addition for welfare? How much money should the government give? These are all questions that need to be figured out for universal basic income to become a possibility. One debatable and mandatory question that needs to be answered is, how would we pay for the money? We could pay for the money from a variety of different things, but it differentiates depending on factors like a country's well-being or how well off they are. For our country, some possibilities are, one, as a replacement for welfare, two, higher taxes, especially for the wealthy, and three, cutting budget from other services and fundings, such as the military budget. To find out more about universal basic income and how it would work in our society, we need to look at the benefits that come along with them. One benefit of UBI is it decreases the amount in poverty and homeless. Another positive quality is that welfare traps would be removed. Many people are trapped in poverty because of these welfare traps. An example of this is, imagine you didn't make less than $1,000 a month to fit in the requirements of a welfare program. People purposely made less than that to receive the benefits of the program to survive. So with universal basic income, instead of trapping people in poverty, it creates a platform at which people can escape it. And according to an experiment in Finland, people were happier and showed less stress with extra money. In order to find how viable universal basic income is in our country, we need to look at the concerns and drawbacks and take them into consideration. One common question is if UBI would cause inflation. This is a misconception. Since the government wouldn't create the money, it would rather be a distribution of it. Although UBI probably wouldn't cause inflation, it's not a lie that it would cost a lot of money. A $12,000 a year UBI would cost the government $2.4 trillion annually. Another drawback of universal basic income is it is under-experimented and we have little insight of how it would work in our country. Also, there would be a decrease in the amount of people working, since some see the extra money as a replacement for having a job. After I give you all this information, why universal basic income? Why does this topic matter? One reason why this matters is because the wealth gap is widening and more people are becoming poor and have no way out of poverty. Also, with all this new and rapidly evolving technology, automation will start taking over many jobs, with a rough estimate of 6 out of 10 jobs that possibly could be automated. While I was researching and making my project, I had a lot of challenges to overcome before I finished my presentation. One of these obstacles I had to face was finding reliable and useful sources, since universal basic income is still a little experimental idea. In the end, I was able to find sources and information that I could trust and was able to use in my genius hour. Also, since this topic is extremely complicated, understanding and making sense of it was another challenge for me. Luckily, after looking through several sources, I have a decent understanding of UBI. After knowing all that information I shared, would universal basic income be a beneficial option for our current society? The idea of universal basic income sounds very promising and like a viable option for our country, but there needs to be more research, test runs, and depending on many other factors, the results may be drastically different. What is your standpoint on this topic? Would this be a helpful solution to these problems? In And with that, I'll leave you to look deeper into this concept and do more research on your own to decide for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
More importantly, we hope you're inspired to ask more questions, stand well, and to explore how you can make a difference.
Thank you once again. Please look to your teachers as you exit.